Okay, we are starting Chaylik today. Daf Sari Amar Aleph. Today's learning is sponsored by Lenishmas Tayyib Yulei Ben Chaim. May the learning be a chus for the Shema by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Lipton. From the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chaylik Ba'ilam Haba. All Yidden have a share in Ilam Haba. Now, what that means is, again, many Mepharshim have different explanations of what Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chaylik Ba'ilam Haba is. Chofetz Chaim says that everybody has a potential share of Olam Haba, meaning everybody is given a share, just like when a person owns a field, he has to plow it and plant it to make it fertile. Also, a person is given the potential for a chelik Olam Haba. Not necessarily does everybody end up with a chelik in Olam Haba, but everybody is given the potential for a chelik in Olam Haba. Others learn that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Ba'olam Haba means everybody has a Chelik Ba'olam Haba, but not necessarily does he pick it up. It's a little bit different than the Chofetz Chaim, but he can lose it. And if he loses it, someone else picks it up for him. It says that a person can take somebody else's Chelik Ba'olam Haba under certain circumstances, so that would be, everybody starts up with a Chelik Ba'olam Haba. Shenamar, the Amir Kulam Tzadikim, your nation are all righteous people. The Olam Yirshu Aretz, how does he translate it? Forever they will inherit the land. Neitzer matoi, my what's neitzer? Branch of my planting. Maizi adel lispor, the work of my hands to be proud of. Lispor means to glorify myself. The Rashi call you so yes, some chelik b'olam haba. Mikara ayri ba'arba mitzvos and mefarish v'azal u'mekulu. First he went through the arba mitzvos and explained them all. V'adam mefarish hani dein lam chelik b'olam haba. Then he moves on to a different level of punishment, which is those that don't have a chelik ba'olam haba. And the Mishnah seems to indicate, by putting this at the end, that those who got arba mitzvos do have a chelik ba'olam haba. It's people that lose olam haba has nothing to do with the talis mitzvos. A person can be mechal shabbos chaman l'tzlan, or do any other avera and still earn a chelik ba'olam haba if he gets tshuva, whatever is necessary. Whereas I guess if he gets punished or whatever is necessary. But there are people who don't get a chelik olam haba unless they do tshuva. Every avera one can do tshuva on. If he doesn't do tshuva, he can lose his chelik olam haba. What does olam haba mean? Is a machlokes rishonim. There really is, again, there might even be more, but since Dr. Schwab is here, I'll get away with this. If he's not here, I'll get away with this. There's really three worlds. This world, the world to come, which means the olam haneshama, where the neshama goes after person dies, and then there's tchias hanesim, when the body and the soul are reunited in a different kind of a setting, in tchias hanesim. Now, when it says olam chelik olam haba, it's a machlokes rishonim whether it's referring to that they won't be at tchias hanesim, or that they're not allowed into the olam haneshama. They don't get into where the neshamas go after death. Exactly what the differences are, I don't know. Anybody that wants to know that should go to someone who knows Kabbalah. Maybe they know more. I don't know. But the machloikus, what it means, yesh lam chelik v'olam haba. Does it mean after a person dies to where the neshama goes, Gan Eden, Gehenim, or does it mean to tchias hameisim, which is afterwards when everybody will come back and there'll be a reuniting of guf and neshama, of body and soul, and at that point there will be people that don't have a chelik in that and people that do. Again, that's a machloikus rishonim. And these are ones that don't have a chelik v'olam haba. And the Mepharshim struggle here. The Mishnah gives a list, but throughout Shas we find others that are thrown into the category. One who constantly embarrasses people in public. Not mentioned in this Mishnah. There are other cases mentioned across Shas that are not mentioned in this Mishnah. So the Achrayim struggle. Some want to say that the Mishnah is not a complete list. Others have a problem with it because there's my arguments in this Mishnah whether we should add some, not add some. So, one of the truths that I saw is that one of the ones listed in this Mishnah is an apikiris. We usually view an apikiris as someone who has problems with faith. It's faith-based questions, which the Gemara will talk exactly what an apikiris is. The word apikiris really means someone who is hefker, someone who's not controlled. He is, what's the word for hefker? What?
Unknown.
That's usually what it means. It means a person who does not feel that he has an ownership over him. So someone had claimed that all those that are mentioned throughout Shas would enter under the heading of apikiris. Again, it's the question. There are many different terutz and said, none of them that I remember that, you know, like, they struggle, the Achrayim do have problems. Why the Mishnah lists some, and throughout Shas we list others. Yes?
I've never seen anyone say this, but it always struck me that the term Apikoros is very similar to the name Epicurus, who was the first of the great atheistic philosophers.
Could be. The Gemara is going to ask what is an Apikoros later on. The Gemara will spend a lot of time on it, so let's wait. Yes?
I'm missing you. The person has one of the Dalai Mises.
He gets Alam Haba.
If he does tshuva. Right?
See, that depends. I don't want to answer that. Any Averik one can do tshuva and get Alam Haba. There's no Averik that a person can't do tshuva
even
for.
Even Bobbin, Chavir,
yes.
Bobbin?
Yes.
Okay.
But he would have to ask Mechila, but whatever is necessary for tshuva.
So what does this mean then?
So obviously, those who have Dalad Mises are not necessarily not going to get Alam Haba even without tshuva.
But everybody can do tshuva.
Let me explain. Again, I'm answering what I understand. I might be wrong, but this is the way I understand it. The way I understand it is, there are people that do Averis, they don't do tshuva, and they still can get Olam Haba. They'll have to go through Gehenna first, for a cleansing process, and then they'll get into Gan Eden. And then there are those Averis that without tshuva, a person cannot even enter into the whole Gehenna, Gan Eden thing. So, Dalad Mises does not preclude a person from getting Gehenna. Now, if he does tshuva, he might avoid Gehenna. Or be a lesser Gehenna. But if he, that'll depend. We had in Rosh Hashanah more Skuyas, more Averis, Paishi Yisrael Begufam, not Paishi Yisrael Begufam. There's a whole list of things that we talked about in Rosh Hashanah. At this point, Dalad Mises does not necessarily preclude a person from not getting Olam Haba. However, there are certain things that unless he does tshuva on them, he's gone. And this is what the Mishnah is going to list.
So all these people, all these that we're saying, then the bottom line is, if tshuva is done, there's no one who can.
Right.
There's no one who's finished forever.
Correct. Now, the Gemara says if a person is chayte kol yamav, and he does tshuva a second before he dies, he goes to Olam Haba. Except he'll have to go through Gehenna. Let me explain this. An neshama is like let's view it as like clothing. Stains have to be removed. There are all kinds of different stain removals. One of them being Gehenna. Now, if a person does tshuva a second before he dies, no matter what avera he has done, he gets Olam Haba. Gets Olam Haba. That does not mean he doesn't get punished for the chatah he did. That's stain removal. The neshama has to be cleansed. Tshuva cannot cleanse it by itself. That we had in Masechtas Yuma depends on the severity of the avera, what is necessary for cleansing process. When the Mishnah says Eilu She'elam Chelik Lo'elam Abba means if they don't do tshuva.
That's in the parent said, but Al Tzinnan do tshuva.
I'm not saying about yet this Echtav Hashem, he won't be able to do tshuva, we say in that. Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Lo'elam Abba. Ha'imein Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTayra. One who denies in Tchiyas HaMeisim, but Rashi explains, not only if he denies Tchiyas HaMeisim, but he denies that Tchiyas HaMeisim is hinted to in the Torah. He questions the biblical origin of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Rashi I mentioned Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTayra, Shekayfa b'Medrashim the Dashina b'Gemara l'Kaman Minayin l'Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTayra. He denies the drushes that we darshan proving Tchiyas HaMeisim from the Torah. Vafilu Yehimayza Maimush Yichyu HaMeisim. Rashi explains, even if he believes that the Meisim will live, El Deloy Remizi Bairaisa, that it's not hinted to in the Torah, Kaifaru. He's considered a kaifer. Since he's denying the biblical origin of it, what do we need his belief for if he doesn't believe it's biblical origin? How else does he know it? There is no other absolute proof besides from the Torah. So he says, I believe it, but I don't think it's in the Torah, so then you don't believe it, because there's no other absolute proof, there's no other absolute source except Torah. He's considered a kaifer gomer. Some, there are some, few, that want to claim that this part of Rashi Rashi never wrote. They want to learn ain't Tchiyas HaMeisim, the person denied Tchiyas HaMeisim. However, the way we have Rashi, the way most Achrayim accept Rashi, is that Rashi is saying, if you believe something because of your own understanding, then that's based on understanding, that's not an absolute belief. But if a person believes it because he has a Torah source, since Torah is absolute, he has an absolute belief, and that's what's necessary. Yes?
inductive versus deductive. If something is halacha mashma sinai, is it referred to as minatara?
No. Minatara means Rashi from Pasuk. That's what he's saying. It might be referred to Minatara, but not here. It doesn't mean that.
Okay.
Here it doesn't mean that. That's what it says.
Well, I'm just saying, according to Rashi's definition.
No, it's not true. They're viewed as derisive as well.
Exactly. Okay. What is the drush now?
Drushes of Sukkot.
Wait.
Let's give the Gemara a chance. The Gemara brings drushes of Sukkot and we'll talk about it. Yes.
I'm missing this now. Because if a person says, Losinvaru Eid Komosh Paseka means.
You know, the Gemara will discuss all this. Can we just let the Gemara do its thing? In the next few blocks, the Gemara will discuss all these things that we want to discuss now. Right. Ba'in Tayyar Min Hashemayim, one who claims that Torah does not come from Hashem, that means he undermines the authenticity of Torah. If Torah is not from Hashem, so then some smart person wrote it, so then I can write something because I'm smarter than the person. Or even if I'm not smarter than the person, it doesn't mean anything because it's human-based. Anything that's human-based is not absolute. The Apikiris, what an Apikiris is, the Gemara will elaborate on. So we won't now. The Trashi Apikiris, Mefarish, B'Gemara. Rashi says to wait, we can wait. He reads certain kinds of books. What they are, Gemara will explain. The Farish of Gemara. Haloichesh alamaka. One who uses sukkim as a healing thing. It's why. What's wrong exactly with that? We will see in the Gemara. But it's obviously degrading Torah. Makes Torah into medication. Torah is not a medication. Gemara will elaborate on this, but he says that all the illnesses that I put in Mitzrayim, I will not put them in you because I have healed you. What's wrong exactly with that? When it applies, when it doesn't apply, we'll see in the Gemara.
Medicine, tablin is different than medicine?
Yeah, tablin means you learn, and automatically, it's a tablin for the Yetzer Hara. Haloyka shalamaka. I said this better. Abishalayim avahigas Hashem beis Yosef. He speaks out the name of Hashem without it, not in the way it's written, not the way we pronounce it. That is called Ein Lachem L'Gleilam Haba. Some learn it's only going on the shame of 42 letters, and therefore it would not be that applicable to us. Others learn it goes even on the shame of Dawud Isis. Again, we will wait for the Gemara to discuss this at a later date. Shloishim Malachim Barbo Hajaitis Ein Lachem L'Gleilam Haba. The Mishnah mentions the three kings and four regular people, common people, lost their chelek v'olam haba, mentioned in Navi. The three shloshim malachim are Yerubim, Achav, and Menashe. And by the way, each and every one of them will be a matter of machlokes in the Gemara. But this Mishnah says that three kings mentioned in Navi are said in Navi. It is said that they lost their chelek v'olam haba, Yerubim, Achav, and Menashe, and each of them will be discussed at length, and each of them will be a matter of argument. Rabbi Yudai and Menashe, yes, the chelik leilu mabok. Rabbi Yudai says Menashe does have a chelik leilu mabok. Shenem ha v'yispal leilu v'yidavim t'Hashem v'yishma t'chinosay. And Hashem listened to his prayer by Shiveh Yushalayim l'malchusay and brought him back to Yushalayim. He had been captured, almost killed, and Hashem returned him to his kingdom. So we see Hashem accepted his tshuva. Amr loy, Rabbanan answered him l'malchusay Shiva. Hashem brought him back to his kingdom. V'loy l'chayay l'mabok. Again, pratim of this, we will spend a lot of time on Menashe as we go along. Abah Hajaitis are Bilam. Now that Gemara is going to get involved, what does that tell us about other Gayim? If Bilam is being singled out, does that mean other Gayim do get, don't get? Gemara will elaborate on that. Dayeg, Achitaitl, and Gehazi. Each one of them to be discussed in the Gemara. Dr. Gemara writes, Rekol Kach Lama, why is the punishment of one who does not believe in Tchias HaNesim and HaTorah so severe? So the Gemara Tana, who covered B'tchias HaMeisim, L'fichich L'yil L'chelik B'tchias HaMeisim. He denies it, so therefore he doesn't deserve to be there. Shekho Midaisim Shalak, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mida Keneged Mida. Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes a person, Mida Keneged Mida. Okay, now the Gemara is going to go prove that Hashem punishes Mida Keneged Mida, we'll see in a second. The Achoinim points out, L'chayra, two things. Number one, is that the Gemara seems to be saying that it's not a Mida Keneged Mida, the severity of the chait of Ein Tchias HaMeisim and HaTorah would not have classified him as Ein L'Chelek V'Olam Haba. Why, I don't know. But the Gemara seems to say, Kol Kach Lama. And the Gemara doesn't say, well, it's one of the 13 Arimamans, and if you don't believe in the 13 Arimamans, you're not a believing, 100% believing Jew. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara answers that could be the severity of the chait of Ein Tchias HaMeisim and HaTorah would not have disqualified him, But given the fact that it's Mida connected Mida, that automatically disqualifies it. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Now, why do we need Mida connected Mida? So the Achronim point out that one could have made an argument, let the person who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim get to see Tchias HaMeisim and then be punished. Let him be proven wrong. Comes along Mida connected Mida and says, no, he doesn't believe it, he doesn't get to go. That's how the Achronim explain it. Well, again, all the guy, everything, we can't, you know, if we do chelik in one, in 10 minutes, we'd be a very brilliant people. It's obviously, every part of this is going to be discussed and dissected and taken apart. So let's give the, we have to work within the confines of the Gemara. Yes?
Did we see anyone along the lines of, I mean, a washing machine is a developing thing. You take out all sorts of things. But if someone burns a garment in a washing machine, no matter how much it
doesn't say, see, that would not be the kasha kol kachlama. Mm-hmm. So then the answer should be nothing to do with Mida Kenega Mida. Just say the severity of chay.
Mida Ke'ilu is burning the garment.
I don't know. I didn't say anything. So, yes?
This is maybe a riot that ain't a famous part of a bone.
Right, that's what some Rishai didn't bring a riot from here, right. The Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Akhmeni Amar Reb Yenis. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Mida Kenega Mida? Shenamar. Vayomer Elisha Shimu Dvar Hashem. The story goes as follows. There was a terrible famine in the land. Terrible famine. It was terrible. And the king came to Elisha with a little bit of a audacious way. And first he sent an audacious way complaining to Elisha that it's his fault that the Jews don't have any food. And Elisha said to him, listen to the words of Hashem. To Eis Machar, saw Silas B'Shekel, Sasayim Sirim B'Shekel, B'Shar Shimon. By tomorrow, food will be so cheap that they'll be giving away a large amount of flour and double that amount of barley flour in the gate of Shimon, in the marketplace in Shimon tomorrow. It means there's going to be such a drop in prices where today you can't buy anything for all the money. Tomorrow they'll be giving it away at cheap prices. Bayan Hashif, Bayan Hasholish, the officer, Asher, Dalit, he changes the Lamelech, Nishanayada, as Ishulakim. The officer that the king was leaning on answers Elisha, Bayomer, Hine Hashem Oisa Rubas Vashemayim. Even if Hashem would make windows in the sky to rain food down, Hayya Dabrazeh, is that possible? Is it possible to have such a turnaround in 24 hours? Vayomer, so Elisha told him, you will see it, but you won't get to enjoy it. Because you question the ability of the Rabbi Nisram to do this, therefore your punishment is going to be Mida Kenegad Mida. You will see it, but you won't get to enjoy it. Now, some of the Medrash says that the Sholish said, Hine Hashem Oitzah Arubas Vashemayim, he was saying that we are on the level of Gar HaMabul, where it says, Varubas Hashemayim Niftachu. He was hinting, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a nace for Jews who are on such a low level that they're equal to Dar HaMabul? Hine Hashem Oitzah Harubas Hashemayim. This is a situation like when Hashem made the windows in the sky. That's how the Medrash says he was hinting. And that's why he got such a terrible punishment, because he was talking against Klal Yisrael. That's what the Medrash said. Our Gemara does not seem to go with that. Our Gemara seems to say he got punished for questioning the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wanted. He said, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this for Klal Yisrael when they're such a low level? And for questioning, for talking against Klal Yisrael, that's why he deserved this punishment. That's what the Medrash says. The Gemara does not go that way. The Gemara says that he got punished because he questioned the ability of the Rabbanu Shlom to do it. So, Vaksif, Vahi Lachain, that's exactly what happened the next day. Vahirmusu Aysam Bashar Vayamas. As the food came in, and people were running to buy their cheap food, because the prices had dropped so steeply, and he was standing there, and he got trampled to death. Zatrashi, Vahi Lachain, Vahirmusu Aysam. The Bedavish Shakafar Bay, the thing he denied, didn't he? Because Joshua Achul Misham, he never got to eat it. The Nirmas, he got trampled, the Ragle Haboyim, Bitlite, in the legs of those who were coming to buy. Right. Zakta Gemara writes, Vidoma Killus Elisha Garmalay, who says, maybe it was Elisha's curse that caused it, The Amr Rav Yehuda Merav killed the Chacham Afilu Achidam Hiba. That when a Chacham curses, even if he doesn't, the guy doesn't deserve it, he can get the curse. The curse itself can be effective. So over here, for sure, maybe with Elisha's curse that you won't see it, not Midah Keneged Midah. In Cain, Lichter Krav Vayir Mesu Vayamais. It shouldn't have said Vayir Mesu Vayisam Bashar, because it just said they trampled him and he died. My Bashar, why did the Pasuk repeat where the trampling took place? Tell you Iske Shar, because he was questioning the ability for it to be in the marketplace. Zakti Gemara Vayit. They change this Girsa, some change it to Amr Rav Chiya Ba'av Amr Rav Yechanan. Some say Amr Rav Yechanan here. Minayin L'Tchiyah Sameisim Minatayra. Okay? The Gemara Mishnah said that one has to believe Tchiyah Sameisim Minatayra. So now the Gemara is going to spend the next daf bringing different drushes to prove that Tchiyah Sameisim is Minatayra. So the first one is Shenema. It says, Nisatam Imenu Estrumas Hashem La'aron HaKayim. It says that you should give the truma to Aaron HaKayim. Now, had Aaron HaKayim entered Eretz Yisrael, that would have been possible. You would give the truma to Aaron HaKayim. But Aaron HaKayim never made it to Eretz Yisrael. They never gave truma to Aaron HaKayim. He never got a bit of truma. He never lived to go into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he was never in Eretz Yisrael when truma was separated, and therefore never was able to benefit from truma. But the Torah says, give it to Aaron. Why would the Torah write a pasuk that never happened? Now, you'll tell me at that point it hadn't been nigzar in him not to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem could have said, V'tzatum as trumas Hashem la'kayin. La'aron ha'kayin seems to indicate that Aaron gets truma. He never got truma.
Maybe it means his descendants.
It says, La'aron ha'kayin.
Anybody like Aaron ha'kayin would get truma.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. The Gemara give all the results. Let's go with the Gemara said. Frank the Gemara, V'chi Aaron va'olam kayin.
Why such a cardinal principle like this?
It's a great question.
Wait a minute, he just came today.
Well, I have to be on a sabbatical to think of such a question.
His question is, why would the Torah only hint at Chiyas HaMeisim and not explicitly state it? I really don't have a good answer.
That's the power of the idea.
I really don't have a good answer.
That's all I needed.
Yes.
I've seen it explained that the Torah itself explicitly is concerned only with that which is explicitly on this earth in this cycle, and things outside this earth are only hinted at because that's the nature of the.
I could have said that too, but I don't think it answers the question in its entirety. If it's such an important concept. And if the person loses Eilam Haba for not believing one of these drushes, I mean, in one word, the Torah could have just hinted, and I mean, not hinted, said, Tchiyas HaMeisim, and would have alleviated a lot of the problems. Now, it could be that that's what's necessary for a person to earn Eilam Haba, is to believe in the drushes. And if once it's necessary to ingrain to a person that drushes are reality, and therefore, that might be a reason. I don't know.
Rebbe, that's a great answer. That's the answer.
That maybe it's necessary for us to believe in the authenticity of drushes, that they have a bedavka, these things are given in drushes. You know, drushes are real. It's not just, a Shabbos morning drusha. It's a shot in the pasuk. It's what the Torah wanted us to learn. And therefore, maybe a lot of the things that we have to believe in have to come through that. That's part of our belief system. Could be. Yes. Yes.
Perhaps it would upset the balance of free will.
It says a lot of things in the Torah that people have no problem getting around. I mean, it doesn't seem to upset the balance of free will. But maybe you're right. I have no idea. Yes.
At the risk of remaining mundane, I would point out that one, were one to write a manual on how to fix a gasoline engine, one could write the entire manual without ever once mentioning the nature of the combustion of gasoline with air and exothermic reactions, things like that. Is even though that is essentially what makes the machine work, the machine itself is a concern of the manual.
Okay, as you said before, that the Torah doesn't tell you right. Esoteric things, it just tells you practical Elam Hadad things.
It doesn't even tell you recondite things.
Here's a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, I believe, addresses the issue. It says something similar to what Dr. Schwab says, that the Torah writes things for this world, doesn't talk about Mashiach, doesn't talk about directly about Mashiach, doesn't talk directly about Tzias HaMaisim. It talks about what we have to do now. I think there's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva that goes in that direction.
There's even pointed out that at no point our permission Yaakov ever prompts to be given the Torah, though we give him the land.
Could be. Can you do me a favor, but make sure you can get a Rambam Chelik Aleph. Zatik Gemara writes, Shenemer Nesatim Menos Trumas Hashem La'arna Kayim. V'ki Aaron La'olam Kayim. Now, La'olam Kayim Zok Rashi, we'll do the second Rashi, not the one in parentheses. La'av Dafka doesn't mean he has to live forever. And the Kleimer, Haloyle Nigzor Olof Shechir Kol Kach, he wasn't supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, he's dying before Eretz Yisrael. Haloyle Nikzor Eretz Yisrael, back to the Gemara. Shenaisim La'itruma. Elam Alam, it's Yosef L'chayis, he will become alive one day. Yisrael nice and like truma, and he will receive truma as a krashi leilam abba. Again, a raya that we're talking about here's a mason time.
Didn't Tom, they upon this in the mitzvah?
What?
Did they have
that's not truma. Truma comes from land, things that grow.
That's
not truma. Truma is only from grain and wine and oil that grows in Eretz Yisrael.
But what was your answer about that? You said there was no possibly no gzera at that time about Aaron.
I said, even though one can ask me, there's no gzera, Hashem would not write, give it to Aaron, when he knows Aaron's not living till there. The Torah wouldn't write a falsehood. Wouldn't say, give it to Aaron, he never got it. Say, give it to the Kayan. I really don't want to spend time on this. I knew this, I was trying to avoid the question by saying that line. That's why I said it. Not to have to get involved now in figuring out whether the Torah writes it. I not said it that way to avoid the issue. Practicing Gemara Vayter, Mekam Lufchias Hamaisim and Atayra. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana LaAaron KaAaron. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says Aaron doesn't mean Aaron. That's what Mr. Itziger said before. It means what people like Aaron. Ma Aaron Chaver, just like Aaron is a person, a reliable Kayan on a high level. Avon of Chaverim, give it to a Kayan who is a Talmud Chacham. Don't give it to any Kayan. Look for a Kayan that's like Aaron. So therefore, according to him, this would not be a Raya. Zakrashi, the Beir Bishmol Tana Otoch Sivla Aaron Lav Vahachi Hu Daz. It's not coming for this. And the Lomer Loch to Aaron to tell me that the Kayan should be like Aaron. Now, I'll just read the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva if I remember it correctly. It talks about Chaya Elam Abba, it talks about the people who get chorus and don't do tshuva, lose their Elam Abba. It's not mentioned in this Mishnah, but that's what the Rambam says. So it seems that any Avera that has chorus that is not accompanied by tshuva is in the chorus l'aylam abo. I don't know what it means from chiyas ha-mesim or just from aylam ha-neshamas. Doesn't say. Maybe just from aylam ha-neshamas. But it does get chiyas ha-mesim. I'm going to have to find it. I think the Rambam... yeah, here it is. The Rambam asks, why does the Torah not say the person's going to lose Eilam Haba? Why does it always say about punishments that will happen in Eilam Hazeh? So he says, he has a long piece over here, but basically he says that I know it's a long piece here, I would have to read it and sum it up, but he addresses the issue of why the Torah doesn't talk about punishment in Eilam Hazeh, in Eilam Haba, rather in punishment in Eilam Hazeh and schar in Eilam Hazeh. That's what the Torah always talks about. If you serve Hashem, you have a lot of good. If you don't serve Hashem, you won't have a lot of good. So the Rambam asks, why does it talk about this way and not talk about Eilam Haba? I don't know, I would have to look at it later. It's in Perik, that's where it was. If anybody wants to look at it, it's in Perik. She in Tokus Shuba Halacha Aleph.
This mashmit that eventually, in Tzias Meisim, will be owning land and giving it.
So it says, That's what it says.
We'll be still working the land.
Doesn't mean we'll be working it. It means we'll be owning it. Doesn't say a word about working.
Okay. And according to the Beit Rabbi Yishmael,
there's no raya from this pasuk.
There's no raya for this. This is all
hard work. That is Shchias HaMeisim. Correct. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmei. This doesn't do with Eilam Haba. This will do Shchias HaMeisim. Eilam Haba might meet Eilam and Hashemus. Again, this is just a raya for the person who says ain't Shchias HaMeisim in a Torah. We are trying to prove yes Shchias HaMeisim in a Torah.
I didn't understand before. Is ultimately what we're trying to achieve is Shchias HaMeisim?
That's going to happen after Eilam and Hashemus. Correct.
What's Eilam and Hashemus?
Where a person goes after they die, before Shchias HaMeisim. Whatever it is, right, right.
And all
right.
And Shchias HaMeisim will occur in Olam Habo?
No, it will occur down here.
And then Olam Habo will come.
I don't know. I don't, after that, we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I'm Rabbi Shmuel Ben Achmei. The Gemara is going to talk about all this. Not that I'll understand it when the Gemara says it, but now the Gemara hasn't said it yet, so I don't even have to understand. How do I know we don't give truma to Kayan Amar Shinamar? He said to the nation, to the ones who live in Yerushalayim, Losis Monas Minas, to give a portion Hakehanim Valvim of the Kahanim and the Levim, Lama Yechesku Bataris Hashem. They should be able to hold on to Taris Hashem. Kala Magzik Bataris Hashem, Yeshle Monas, Shayna Magzik Bataris Hashem, Ein Lamonas. One who supports Taras Hashem, one who holds on to Taras Hashem, deserves the portion. A kain who doesn't learn and hold on to Taras Hashem doesn't deserve the portion. So it's suggesting to us that when you give your tumas to maestros, pick a kain who's involved in Taras Hashem, you should support him, rather than a kain who's not interested in Taras Hashem.
Well, it's a big leap because it says, right?
Now, it's learning it from a pasuk in Navi.
No, and I understand that, but the original drasha was...
Right, so we're saying Daimatar means Machzik B'Tayres Hashem.
I understand that.
That's what we're saying.
I think it's specific about the bottom line is, you should try to find the greatest
Talmud. Doesn't say that.
That's what our goal, that's what it seems like that's the best thing.
Say to get somebody who's Machzik B'Tayres Hashem.
You could have picked, why are we being honored for? Pick Elazar, Isamar.
I don't know.
I'm always one who is lax. Not that it's not as humble.
Right, it has nothing to do with knowledge. It has to do with one who keeps mitzvahs, is exact in keeping mitzvahs correct. Amoritz is a person who doesn't care about details of mitzvahs. He lunais na lufnari. It's like throwing it to a lion. Ma'ari, suffik dairis vaychul, suffik ain't a dairis vaychul. Just like a lion, when he takes it, we have no idea whether he wants to eat it right away. Does he want to eat it and kill it and put it away for later? Avkayin amoritz. Suffik oichul b'tara, suffik oichul b'tumma. Can't predict what he will do with it. Just like an Ari is unpredictable, the Kayin Amaret is unpredictable, meaning not that we care what a lion does with it, but we're saying he's similar to a lion that he does different things with it. The Kayin Amaret might eat a betuma, might eat a betara. Can't trust him. Therefore, don't give it to him. If he can cause misa to an Amaret, if he eats it with tumma, he might die for eating tumma betumea. He causes sin to the kayin. They can get a terrible sin, a lot of sins. Avayin Ashma means a lot of sins when they eat the kachim when they're tummy. Rashi. We never know when he takes an animal from a flock. Does he mean to trample and eat it right away before it smells? I lie. And a litrite, or maybe he wants to kill it, ulamale, and to fill up, some say chayrite, some say tavasai, some say to fill his den, wherever he keeps it, or his desire later on. Ulachas ma'yachlanu kishitasriach, and he'll eat it later on when it smells, when it becomes smelly. We don't know whether he will eat a betara betumah. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Inami, second pshat in Rashi. Suffik dairis shari darke lidres velirmas behemah baragzav oichlik shidrusim novellas. A lion does this on a common basis. Suffik dairis veichlik, not just stomp, it's 50-50. That's what's common for him to do, to trample and eat right away. And sometimes he does it in a more dignified manner. I guess, according to this chat, Dairis is the more is the less dignified manner. Same thing, the Kayin Amaretz most of the time eats the Truma in an undignified manner. Sometimes will eat it in a dignified manner. Avin Ashma, Avinus Harba Matan Allah, he's giving him a lot of Avinus, but Achlam is Kacheim. Metagamina, the Targum says, Vimacheim, Besayvi, yes, Kacheim, they eat their Kacheim when they're Tome. Yes, doctor.
Even so, if someone were to find a kind of temple manual or something and hand it over to Truma, he's still yotzing his. He's done his job now. Whether or not he's ever on listening either is another thing, but he's still
correct. Tanya, Reb Shmuel Yoimer, Minayim Lutchias Hameitzim and Atayra. Another drush, Shenemar. The Gam Aki Moisi as a Brisi Yitam, I have kept my covenant with them. Lotei Shlohem as Eretz Kanan, to give them Eretz Kanan. Lochem loynemar elolohem. Give them refers to the others. Now the others did not get Eretz Kanan. The children got Eretz Kanan. I kept my covenant to give you Eretz Kanan. I didn't give it to them. What's lasis lochem as Eretz Kanan? It should be lasis lochem as Eretz Kanan. So tell me, mekan l'tchias hameisim and atayra, that after tchias hameisim, the others will get Eretz Yisrael. And therefore I kept my covenant with them to give them Eretz Yisrael. Ultimately, they will get Eretz Yisrael, not just their children. Rashi, Elohim. The Mashma Sheftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avotein Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, She'itin Lohem Eretz Yisrael. V'chilohem Nitna, was it given to them? V'livneim Nitna, was given to their children? And Malam Shasitin L'Chayit, they will become alive again. V'atar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitna Lohem Eretz Yisrael. So that's our second drasha. First one was a matter of argument. This is the second drasha of Lot Eis Lohem Eretz Kanan. Yes.
Say that, so that's a very nice raya.
I'm glad you agree.
But the Hamon Am was raya.
Again, is it going to say black and white? No. So in any drasha, you can ask me what's the raya to that Hamon Am. Am I not? Should learn Chumash and think about this.
Oh,
drug.
The Hamon Am. Who says they're going to get all the kids based
in?
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm saying. All it's proving is the concept of Kriyas
HaMeisim. Yeah, but that's fine. They deserve it. They're
you're right. We have to believe that there is Kriyas HaMeisim. We don't believe everybody gets it. Then again, I don't think it's only limited to the others.
No, that's what I would say.
All we have to see is the Torah said Kriyas HaMeisim. That's what you have to believe.
They deserve Kriyas HaMeisim.
People who deserve it will get Kriyas HaMeisim. Correct.
If you have it with future Torahs, I mean, those the previous Lachem would include that?
What?
Would Lachem include the future generations?
It says Lachem.
Lachem
would have meant to give the children.
But Lachem that means for the future.
It doesn't. Lachem means them.
Them means your future.
It says, I'm talking to, I promise the others to give them Eretz Kanan. Okay. Now.
So maybe only they have to be amazing. Who says that everybody has to be
amazing?
It says Lachem.
Only them.
Again, it says Lohem. It has to be them.
So, a former Yaakov, they get it.
Okay, in a Hanami. It doesn't say that the Torah has to say everybody gets Chiyas HaMeisim. That the Torah said the concept of Chiyas HaMeisim. Tzedek Gam Geshem Kam Simon. This has to do with Sukkim that we will bring to prove different Minim wrong, as we will see. Shalu Minim Esther Gamliel. The Minim Esther Gamliel. Some say Tzukim. Some say Minim. Minim referred usually to the early Christians. Tzukim referred to the people who denied Teresh of Apeh. So this gear should change is just who asked Rabbi Gamliel. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechaya Mason. Where do you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya Mason? Amalehem, so he told them, and Atarim, and Anvim, and Aksumim. I can prove it to you from every aspect of Tanakh.
I said before that we asked
him
some Torah.
Is that
Torah?
It's Mash Matera. He's talking to a min. Right? He's not talking to you. He's talking to a min. The min is saying, what do you say? Tchias HaMeisim? That I can prove it from Torah, from the Nevi'im, from Ksuvim.
Has he considered a Jew?
He is. Everybody born Jew is a Jew.
Okay, so he's still talking to him as if he was a Jew.
You're talking to people who are questioning the whole thing.
In other words, he has to believe in Tchias HaMeisim in a Torah.
He's not interested.
A Jew from the Nach. He's not interested?
again. Here is a person who's out to disprove Chiyas HaMeisim. Here's a person that's out to undermine Yiddishkeit. So he's showing him, you're wrong. I'll show you many sources that you were wrong. He's not interested now in the Tzedukah's belief system. He wants to make sure that the Tzedukah understands. No, he's not trying to be Makar of the Tzedukah. No cure of error. He's trying to answer, refute the claims of the Tzedukah. Not to be Makar of the Tzedukah. No cure of going on here. Not Project Inspire. This is Project Answer Back Their Tainus. So no one else should go with them. That's what it is.
That's why they add the Velamachino.
Right. This is it. So he dies in the pasuk for him. You will die and you will get up. That's what he told him. Amru loy, so the Tzedukim told him back, or the Minim told him back. The Doma Kavakama Amazev Zana. That's not a proof. Maybe the Kam is going on the second half of the Pasuk. In Cheshaychem Amazecha period, the Kam Amazev Zana. Therefore, I think the second way. When we lay it, we say in Cheshaychem Amazecha, the Kam Amazev. The Gemara refers to as one of the five Pasukim in the Torah that we don't know Pshadet. We're not sure if it's in Cheshaychem Amazecha Vakam or in Cheshaychem Amazecha Vakam Amazev. So when they said this, they were saying a legitimate question on this pasuk. Rashi, Hinchasheichem Amasecha Vekam Hincha Hine Atameis Sheichiv Hine Atakam Shetichy Lasid Lavoi. You will be alive, Lasid Lavoi. V'Hai Vekam Ahanach Koyed, going back on those who died. Dilma Vekam Amasev Zonad L'Kamei Koyed, going later. V'Lavet Lil V'Hainu Echad Mehei Mikrosh Elam Hecher. It's one of the five sukkim that we're not sure about. So he did not respond to them. Again, the Gemara obviously questions whether we should learn it like what we... A lot of times the Gemara says, Trump is one of the ways to learn the Pasuk. You're asking, why isn't Trump a Makriya? Why does the Gemara say, we don't know? Why didn't the Gemara look at the Trump? I have no good answer for that. That's, by the way, Shver in all five Sukkim. In every one of the five Sukkim, you can have the same question. I don't know the answer.
I'll ask you four more
times. Right. Menan Riyam, the Siv. Yichyu Meisecha, your Meisim will become alive. Nevelasi, let me pronounce it right. Nevelasi Yukumen, the dead carcasses, meaning referring to even the fallen, Rashi says. Even people who were non-viable babies will stand up. Hakitsu, wake up, Verananu, and praise. Shreichne Afar, the ones who rested in the dirt. Hital Iris Telecha, the dew of light is your dew. The Eretz Rephaim Tapu, and the land of the giants you will knock down. So it says pretty clearly, Yichyu Meisecha, it's Meferish. So they told them, Doma Meisa Mishaychi Yecheskel. True, there was Chiyas HaMeisim one time, Yecheskel was Mechaya Meisim. Maybe this Nebuah is going that Yecheskel will be Mechaya Meisim. Not that there'll be a general Chiyas HaMeisim later on. So he told them in Aksuvim, the Chsiv, the Chikech Kiyain Hatayv. No, it's not a proof that it will happen. It's a proof that it happened at one time. That doesn't mean there'll be a general one. It means one time. Nobody's doubting that the Rabbi is able to do Tchias HaMeisim. The question is, will there be a Tchias HaMeisim? Shenat Nechsev V'chikech Kiyein Tatev. Your cheek is like good wine. Hoylech l'doidi l'meisharim. Can somebody help me with that?
Going to my beloved with sincerity.
Going to my beloved with sincerity. Doivev sivse yishanim. The lips of the sleeping ones will move. Which is a mashma that they will move. They will wake up and move their lips. They will become alive again. So they answer them, the Duma rechushe merachshin svase. Maybe it means that a nifter, while he's dead, his lips move. When a person is quoted in Eilam Hazeh, his lips move in the kever. So the Tzedukim did not accept not the Raya Menatayra, not the Raya Menatayim, not the Raya Menatsudim. Ad Sha'amala Mikra, I just finished. Ad Sha'amala Mikra Da. The only time they relented was after he told them the following pasuk. Hashanishba Hashem Abisechem Lotis Lahem, Lachem Moinem Alalahem, to give to them, Mikan Lachias Hamesim and Atera. Yes, I remember another say, he told them from the following verse. You're all alive today. Just like today, you're all alive, right? That hayoim is extra, because it just says chayim kuchem. What's hayoim? To say, just like today, you're all alive. You'll be alive one day. Chayim kuchem. One day, all of you will be alive again. Just like you are alive today. That they accepted. Rashi? Even the non-viable babies in the sect of this pasuk Yishai Amrei. Who called him Yecheskel? He was before Yecheskel. Should not be Mechiskiyo. And the snap of pasuk Zash. All you asked Yecheskel lachias meisim. Maybe he was talking about Yecheskel. Loy l'mabalai. Doibem klemin noise. So mesnoyd noise. They shake sifse Yishani upper. Maklau sheichyu. So we see they will live. The rachshus v'sayu of alma. It was the same noise from at the teich hakever. They move in the kever. Aber in chayim v'yoytim laver oilam. V'kurib yoychanan. They kibbu me metal. They did not accept. Atch amar lam chayim kucham hayoyim. Dehay yoyim yusru. It's extra. The masin mitzv chayim kucham. Ma tamar lam hayoyim. Ke hayoyim. Ma hayoyim. The krashi kach shamati. That's the pshat I heard. Just want to mention there's the machloikas. Two interesting shaylus. Not really on the tchias hameitim topic. One is that what the Gemara says in many places that the only time it's decisive of David Weiss is if it's quoted in his name. What if a person writes a sefer and he doesn't put his name in front and they quote that sefer? Will it be decisive of David Weiss or not? Why would anybody want to print a sefer without his name mentioned if it's not going to be decisive of David Weiss? So that seems to be a shayla in Achraidim. Some Achraidim learn that Enoch Inami, and they bring a writer, Chavetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama to his sefer on what's the name again, on Chedush HaLochus, whatever the name of his sefer, he writes that many of Chedushim he quoted from his son Abraham. He lost a son in his life who was a major Talmid Chacham. His name was Abraham, and he said, I didn't mention it by name because I said at the beginning of the sefer that many of the things I write in the sefer are his. He said, but I made a mistake because the Maaseh would have been more type of his neshama if I mentioned his name on each Kiddush. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Hagdama. So from there, being a writer, Chavetz Chaim holds that mentioning it by name on the specific halacha helps the success of the device. Others want to tell that the reason that Amoraim wanted their name mentioned wasn't because, if not, it's not the success of the device. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows who said it. But because if you quote Rabbi Yochanan, people will accept it and say it over. If you say it without a name, people won't accept it. The reason they wanted their name mentioned is they thought it would be quoted more often. If you say over a Vart, some people listen, some people don't. If you say the Chaim Volozhin has said the Vart, so then more people are apt to listen, it'll be said over more often. So therefore they wanted their name quoted so it should be more said over, so that it should be more subsistive device. That's one interesting shaila that I noticed. And then I noticed another interesting shaila, and that is people who support Tyra, are there subsistive divevites or not? Somebody gives tzedaka to support a yeshiva. Do they get subsistive divevites if the halachas learned in the yeshiva with their support are said over? Now we're going obviously, but you don't have to say it over in their name because nobody's going to quote the supporter of Tyra. So it seems to be a machlekes. Reb Chaim Volozhin writes no, and the Chavetz Chaim writes yes. Seems to be a machloikas whether subsistive divevites goes only on the one who said the halacha or also on the one who enabled the halacha to be said. Chavetz Chaim writes that the machzik taira, because of him that taira was learned. So there's a medrash somewhere that says that he will be zeicher to learn that taira in Olam Haba, and therefore he says whenever they quote that halacha it'll be like quoted in his name and he will get subsistive divevites.
Unless you're actually sponsoring the whole yeshiva, there's 10,000 contributors.
That's the Rebbeinu Shlom Shmuel. I don't get involved in that. You know what I mean? He does better math than I do, and he's better at actuary. He's better at figuring out statistics. I'll leave that to him. You're right. If we would have to figure it out, it'd be rather difficult.
It's very difficult.
That's why it's Rabbanu Shlomo does it.
Don't you have a concept? He's so concerned that the force of partnership.
So that's the Shaibel. Does that go into the Seis of Gaimelus? Kind of logic that says no. Chavetz Chaim writes in that Gemara to say for entire Shainim, yes. Doesn't bring up Chaim Velazhin, he just writes yes.
Except
the last two proofs, which are from
the Torah, as
Chesed. Yes.
Why should they believe what the Torah says? In other words, they're doubting all
of it, and then the proof is because the Torah says so.
Because either
it's Dukim or believe. Who would say Christians? Christians believe the Torah Shabbat. They believe the Old Testament.
And the only explanation can be that it means it's Chesed Amazim. They'll
say, oh,
must be Chesed. Yeah. But we'll still have. We'll still do our Bodhisattva and we'll still be
made. One has nothing to do with the other. What has it got to do with Avodah Zarah?
Because they
read that Old Testament. They don't think they're doing Avodah Zarah. They believe in God. They believe in one God. They'll tell you that 100%.
In other words,
they have one as three, three as one. They have a whole rhombus over there. What? Triangle.
They gave up the Old Testament in favor of the New Testament.
They didn't give it up. Here's the authority on Christianity, I'll tell you.
That was my books, which was finally settled with Tertullian and Irenaeus at the end of the 2nd century. The original church was a Jewish church run by James, brother of Jesus. Until he was defenestrated by the...
What's defenestrated mean?
Sigila.
Yeah.
Thrown out of window. By the Chumam, the end of the Jewish church was twofold. One was by the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and the subsequent diaspora. The other was the innovations of Paul. That essentially ended the Jewish church, which accepted both the authority of the Old Testament as well as, I believe, rabbinic authority as well. It saw itself as a fulfillment of...
That was way post that.
Then, at that later point, where the whole idea of the accepting of the Bible as canonical was a machlokes until the end of the 2nd century, when Irenaeus and Tertullian both led to becoming canonical, which is really quite interesting because the church itself does not fulfill almost all of the prophetic requirements of what the Mashiach will be, yet they have that as the authority. It's something of great humor to those who read it. But
okay, right there. Something I might just show you, right, Mr. Bishua Bakunanya. Minayin Shakarish Baruch Hu Makayim Esim, Yedeyim Asha Asad Liyayis. So how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makayim Esim? And he also, how do we know he knows the future? That's what the Romans asked, okay? They're not Minim, these are Romans. So where do you see it in your Bible? So they told them, I'm a Lutzavayim and a Mekra Azer. That I have them both from the same passage. Shanaamah, Vayayim HaShem HaMashah, Hin Chashaychem HaMasecha, Vekam HaMazeh Vezona. So what he did is he dies from the passing both ways. Become, you're going to die and have chiyas amesim, and become amazev azana. Future, they're going to go off the derech. So they told him, "Vadom become amazev azana." How do you see chiyas amesim? Maybe it just means that they'll come amazev. He says, "I'm a little kuta miyapal gabiyadaykul." They demach asabliyad. So you agree that he knows what's going to happen. But you asked me two questions. You say that I didn't prove the first, but even according to you, I proved the second. So, one of them I proved for sure. An end of conversation.
This is that you can see into the future. Why does this show Tchias Amesim?
It doesn't. They asked him, prove that Tchias Amesim and that he knows the future. So he told them that passage. They said, that maybe means that way. So he said, oh, so I proved the second one.
So they were asking two things.
Exactly, and he only answered one. It may not be Amr Abed, which is Mishim Minayan, Shakarish Boko Machayim, Mason, Yedem, Ashas, Liyaz, Shanam, Hinchashaykhim, and Vesecha, become. Means he learned the passing both ways, so we can see two things. Now the guy didn't accept that, but Rabbi Shua Mechananya and Rabbi Yaikin, and that was Pshat, that the passing is telling you become in the middle, to die in both ways, and you see two things.
Who's the
passing
referring to?
Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you will die, and the nation will go off the Derech. In the middle, it says the word become. So it could be become amazeh, it could be hinchashaychem amasecha become, you will die and come back. And meanwhile, amazeh vizana, so that's a shayla. So you can learn it both ways and see two things. Rashi, right, by putting Amaz Evazana, he's saying the future. At least you see here. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. What?
It's also called
right. How are you? You're happy, bad. Come. He's keeping to get up in the morning. He's trying, so.
No,
don't make it special now. Just tell him you're happy, bad.
Best way I've seen explained is in terms of the Ramchal, which is that inevitably everything comes back to Rav Shulam as you go through Shvi and the 8,000s, the 9,000s, and finally the 10,000s. So there's always a complete Tchias Mason. Leshem says it beautifully, says Ancient Dover, you know, every single thing has Tchias Mason. However, there's an element of scar. And so if one is being reunited with the Shekhinah, not by virtue of anything that one has done, but rather than just because it's inevitable, because that's the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't get a scar for that. You get, you know, you come back, you have the Tchiyah, but the element of scar that you don't get. Great moment where you're learning Sefer Kaddish, and like so the first chapter you have says ancient of everything gets just nice, and you think to yourself, cool, all right, I can live with that. And then the next chapter is, but if you're a part of the era of Rav Kaddish,
oh.